Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, the Pebble Mine and what it might mean for the Kenai. The Pebble Limited Partnership has a new voice to help sell its project around the state. Pebble enlisted the help of Mark Hamilton, who was president of the University of Alaska system for more than a decade before retiring in 2010. Hamilton was in Kenai this week to address a Chamber of Commerce luncheon and talk about the new scaled-back version of the project that recently began the federal permitting process.
When you're here on the Kenai, I think the big question is, and again, we kind of touched on it a little bit, is what would be in it for the Kenai Peninsula and the Kenai Peninsula Borough?
I think primarily it's the job opportunities. Yeah. We want to keep as many of those as close to the mine as we could. And, you know, you're just across the inlet from the mine. So I think it's primarily jobs.
If they start now and can develop these skill sets over time, it's a gimme. I mean, you're always going to hire the person, the qualified person closest to the project. You don't have to worry about the shipping of them back and forth, two on, two off.
Hamilton says that kind of schedule can allow workers to maintain subsistence traditions. And in talking about this new plan, there seems to be more acknowledgement of the local concerns that have stirred up stiff opposition to the mine in any form for years.
When they first had the dream of Pebble Mine, people came in and greeted Alaska with arrogance. What they said, in essence, was, who in the heck wouldn't want to mine $400 billion worth of ore? And Alaskans kind of said, well, wait a minute. I don't think we would if it screws up the environment. We wouldn't want to do it if it hurts the fish. Trying to sell it by sheer force of the economic opportunity didn't work in Alaska because we care about our environment.
The revised plan tries to account for some of those earlier concerns, mainly with a smaller footprint, but the operation will demand tremendous amounts of electrical power.
Energy is enormous, 230 megawatts. Example, that's about twice as much electrical usage as Eagle River and Chugach put together, just as a nice round number.
That electricity would be generated by natural gas piped from the Kenai Peninsula.
Would start at Happy Valley, go down to Anchor Point, and come across underwater through Cook Inlet and also underwater through Lake Eliana.
But it's going to be a while before any of those opportunities, natural gas sales and high-paying mining jobs, make themselves available here. The permitting process, despite its recently reported fast-track status, will still take years to complete, and overcoming the mine's strong opposition in Bristol Bay will be no small task either. And so, as with other notable and historically big projects planned for around here, the wait will continue. And now a look at this week's number, 155. That's how many retail jobs the Kenai Peninsula Borough lost between 2015 and 2017. That, according to a new report from Alaska Economic Trends, a monthly newsletter put out by the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development. A now two-year-long recession has put the pinch on consumer spending and, by extension, retail job security. But e-commerce has also had an impact. That was a big reason for Radio Shack closing more than 1,000 stores nationwide over the past few years, including three right here on the peninsula. State economist Neil Fried notes in the report that despite lots of big-name retail stores closing recently, others are still opening up in the state, though at far lower rates than the retail boom of the 1990s. And cannabis stores offer at least some new opportunity in the retail arena, but Fried writes, as long as the state's economy is contracting, retail jobs will follow suit. And that will be a wrap for this week's episode of Econ 91.9, which you can catch anytime on our website, kdll.org. I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.